It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
And welcome to a Thursday. Halfway through the month already. Can you believe that? I'm Larry Tuneforce. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you each day by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, and the Caring Crew. And once again, you heard the phone number a minute ago, but if you have any questions during the show, you can call 702-298-1063, and we'll take your calls. And our guest today, we have more than one, but we started off with Chief Robert DeFries from Kingman Police Department, and then you brought with you, you just told me his name was Evan.
Deputy Chief Evan Cooner.
Cooner, okay. Deputy Chief Evan Cooner. And how long have you been with KPD?
Hi, Larry. Good to be here. I've been with Kingman Police Department 17 years now.
Okay. Is that you started there?
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay. Because a lot of people start somewhere else, and, you know, Bob hires them from everywhere, so he's not real picky sometimes. As long as you wore a badge somewhere, he'll take you.
That's right. We're good with that.
Yeah. And speaking of that, it's harder and harder to get police officers, isn't it?
It is. We experience it here in the county and obviously with the city of Kingman, but it's not just us. It's statewide.
Yeah, it's
everybody. Nationwide. And we undertook a new campaign recently where we did a lot of research. Evan was involved with the recruiting team, and they looked nationally. They looked everywhere. And I'll let Evan talk about how we actually landed on the partnership that we have.
Okay.
So I have a cousin who lives in New Zealand, of all places, the opposite end of the planet, and she had long ago sent me a recruitment video that their national police uses to try and attract new and younger individuals into the profession. And while it was interesting to see, of course, it was on the other side of the world. Well, in the meantime, our public information officer for the city had reached out to them, and together we had partnered with New Zealand Police Department, and they gave us carte blanche access to their materials, and we've since put together and rolled out a campaign based on their model.
Wow, okay. And so is that helping then with, because what you need is people walking through the door saying, I want a badge, you know, but I know like Bullhead PD, I think they have a full-time sergeant, that's all he does. You know, you're interviewing and you're doing background checks and you're doing all this processing. And the biggest problem is a lot of people don't make it through that process.
No, that's an excellent point, because just this last group that we're going through, we started with 50 applications, and I believe it was 23 that actually made the initial cut.
Yeah.
So 27 of them weren't even eligible to come based upon some form of a disqualifier.
Right.
But of those 23, as of today, we're down to two that are still in the background phase, and hopefully we'll be able to go to the academy.
Yeah.
In Yuma. We're now fortunate because we have the Western Arizona Law Enforcement Association, which is Mojave, La Paz, and Yuma County.
Okay.
We've long run an academy in Lake Havasu, but
right.
We're only able to run two a year. Yuma now this year has started an academy as well to complement that and offer up one more opportunity. So now we have four academies between our association that we can utilize.
Okay.
So these two, if they progress through, will be going to Yuma for 20 weeks.
Wow. But you went from 50 to 2.
To 2.
Yeah. And that's got to be frustrating for you as the chief and even the deputy chief, that you go through all this process with these people and for whatever reason they don't make it. I mean, they've got to be physically fit. They've got to have a clean record. That's the biggest part, you know. And what else do they need to be able to come in? I mean, a high school diploma.
Well, we're looking for the core individual, too. We don't just want some hulky person that's going to be out there. We want somebody that really is invested and wants to serve the community, because that's the key to what we do day in and day out.
Yep.
And so that's a very important trait to us as we're looking at the individuals to find out, will they be a match for us? Will they fit the KPD culture of what we try to portray in the community? And as you well know, law enforcement, without public trust, we don't exist. So it's key that we have the right individuals out there representing our agency.
I know years ago I did a job fair with the schools, with the fire department, and In-N-Out was there. And they were telling me that they roughly go through 90 applications to hire one person. You know, because as you all know, when you go in and out, the place is always clean. You know, the person behind the counter, it seems like they're all cloned. You know, they're always kind. They're always sweet, you know. And that's what they had that requirement, you know. And now it sounds like law enforcement is kind of picking up on that same idea. Years ago, it was the Ramada. Now it's the Tropicana. They used to do a personality test in their interview. You would have to pick something out of a hat, and they would have like 20 or 30 people in the room. You'd have to pick something out of a hat, and it would say, give me your best Johnny Carson impression. Or it would say, show me how you could act like a duck. And so it was an opportunity for you to do something impromptu and throw your personality out there. Because in a casino, you're dealing with the public all the time. Just like you guys are.
Mm-hmm.
You're dealing with them on a different level than the casinos are, you know, but they wanted to make sure that people had the personality that would fit their model. And so I can see why you guys are doing the same thing now.
That's right. And while that's interesting and it does sound intriguing, I'd actually like to see somebody apply for a position doing that.
Yeah.
Ours isn't easy. And, you know, most of it is state mandated requirements.
Right.
And in this day and age, it's difficult, you know, just with social media and the availability of certain substances that are out there. Our pool is automatically limited.
Right.
And we've run into that more and more over recent years. We do want to say that the quality candidates are out there, and it's our job to find them and attract them to, you know, not only the profession but our agency. And I think we do a pretty good job at it. It just seems that it's not the traditional work habits anymore. And
right.
What we see is more turnover before somebody actually retires. So that, you know, that incrementally steps up the amount of recruitment that we have to do in terms of longevity of our employees.
And hasn't the military started to play a good role in filling some of your positions? I mean, usually you can get people out of the military that are pretty clean.
Well, of course. There were, I want to say maybe 5-6 years ago, we were a test academy for the state in where we were trying to expedite recruit police officers straight out of the military if they had some sort of law enforcement background within the military.
Mm-hmm.
And while that, we did have successful military recruit academies for police officers, it just seemed between the economy and the demand at the time, the timing just ended up not being right and that program was shut down. But to answer your question, of course, there are still quality candidates out there, and we are trying to reach out to them as well.
Because the goal was to kind of put them through an accelerated academy because they were already a, like you said, law enforcement background from the service where they were an MP or something.
Well, there's a lot of irony to that, I can tell you, Larry, because we were, being the Walia Group here in Western Arizona, we were the pilot program for the state of Arizona. We modeled it after others' successful programs in the country. The idea was to take advantage of the training that these military veterans already had.
Right.
Instead of putting them through a full-blown academy.
Yeah.
We were able to reduce the academy time from 20 weeks to 8 weeks.
Wow, that's a big deal.
Here's the irony of it. We were shut down by the VA because they said we could not have a program that was 100% just dedicated to veterans. But we can't have anybody but veterans into that program.
Right.
So it became a catch-22 that we just were unable to get around. So we do.
You can't win sometimes.
And we do have our elected officials looking at what we can possibly do to make this come back. Because it is still a very viable, and we've got it on the shelf ready to dust off any time and put back into place. But that's where that happened.
Wow.
And it was very disappointing.
It's a good idea, but...
And the neat part, too, is we do have our Explorer program, young kids, and we have three of them right now that left high school and went into the military with plans to eventually come back and work for KPD.
Oh, good.
And what we're working on as well, and years ago we had our cadet program. The Explorers can go from 14 to 21, but I think you'd be aware that once they graduate from high school, they turn 18.
Yep.
They're looking to move on either into college or into a career.
Yeah.
So we would lose them. And we had a cadet program.
Because you have to be 21 to be an officer, yeah.
Unlike fire, where they can take them younger.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to be 21. So that filled that gap. We would hire them at age 18 out of high school. We would work them part-time during the school year with the encouragement to get into college, and we would help fund their college. And then when they became 21, we would get them into the academy. When the Great Recession hit, we lost those positions,
right.
And we're striving to get them back through a partnership with the schools as well as the college and with our association.
You know, it seems like today there's a lot of partnerships out there with employment. I had Arizona Works in here a few weeks ago, and they do a lot of stuff. They get federal funding. So, for example, you were to hire a police officer, and he said, I can't afford a gun, and I can't afford boots, and I can't afford this. Well, they would come in and say, okay, we'll pay for your uniform, we'll pay for this, we'll pay for that, we'll pay for that, and you go to work. Or a guy who his truck got ripped off, lost all of his tools, and he's a contractor. He can go to them, and they'll supply the tools so he can go back to work. So they have millions of dollars to do that, to keep people working. They buy these sheriff cards on this side of the river all day long. Mm-hmm. Because some people say, I don't have $85 to get a sheriff's card or whatever it is. I don't even know. But it's up there. And so Arizona Works takes care of that. And earlier this week, I had Goodwill in here. And, of course, they're another agency that's out there trying to help people get to work. But, you know, we're talking law enforcement today. But I'm hearing a lot of businesses in Bullhead City and Fort Mojave that are saying, we need people. We need people. We need people. You know, and so it's like we can't graduate them fast enough to get them off to work. You know, out of high school. And we had a Dr. Ziri who started a program here. He wants to expand it to Kingman and Havasu next year. It was a leadership internship program. And he had 35 businesses that agreed to hire youths and pay them for 4 hours a day for 6 weeks. And then in the mornings, they would go through a leadership training and whatnot, and then they would go work for 4 hours a day. And of those, six of those businesses kept the people. And said, okay, you're going back to high school, but you're going to come in because we only have four-day schools here. So you can come in on Fridays and you can work, and you can come in the afternoon and work. And so everybody out there is fighting the same fight.
It is. Yeah. And I think the last I heard, the industrial park in Kingman, there's over 100 jobs that are available and trying to find, you know, qualified, capable candidates to fill those positions. So it's not just law enforcement.
It's everywhere.
The workforce.
Yeah.
And this is what they've been talking about for many years. As the baby boomers begin to retire off, there's going to be a significant void there in the workforce.
Right. Yeah. And I think I find some of the younger people, and I won't give any age numbers, but their work ethic isn't what ours is, you know, at our age. They have a different work ethic, you know. They need a break every hour for 15 minutes or something. Or my friend Tyro Banks that runs Ron's Tire in Bullhead, Fort Mojave, he says that he hires somebody and at lunch they go to lunch and don't come back. You know, they worked 4 hours and didn't work out. And so that happens quite a bit with a lot of people in our community. They don't want to work hard, you know.
Well, and we also have some generational things that we as a profession have had to take a look at and have maybe long been traditions in law enforcement that maybe aren't so, I guess, necessary now.
Yeah. And facial hair and tattoos.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Those would be classic examples.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we're making some modifications, but I think the key point that I would like to get back to is making modifications, making changes, all of those things I believe are very acceptable. But what isn't acceptable is lowering our standards.
Right.
And that's the one thing where we stand strong on is we want the right quality person out there. I would rather we run short than we have the wrong individual out there wearing a Kingman uniform.
Right. And you were talking before we started here about a new customer service program that kind of also enhances what you guys do in the community?
That's right. We've done some work with our records management system and the way that we're retaining our information and deploying our officers. And with that comes a new company called SpiderTech that we've partnered with. Now, the name, there's not much more that that needs to go with it, because it's going to be an automated system behind the scenes. And if somebody gives our dispatch center a call, whether it's an emergency or a non-emergency, there'll be an automation of a message that's sent to the caller. If there's a delay after a certain amount of time, then there'll be an update on the call status. And then once the call is completed, then the person who made the call will be offered a survey piece. And we'll be calculating that and using that as performance measures as far as the customer service that we deliver to our callers.
So your officers on the street then know that the public is going to be grading them.
They
basically,
are, yes.
Basically, right?
Yeah. They are aware of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a customer service component that is kind of new to our profession, but we, again, value what our community feels.
Yeah, well, everybody's going to come in contact with a police officer in their life, but you want it to be a positive one and one that went right. I don't care if you ran a red light or you witnessed a crime. You know, you still want it to be a positive one, and you as the management of the department want it to be positive. And so now with a customer service, you know, you talk about, you know, law enforcement, and you go back 20 or 30 years, and they never thought of customer service.
No.
That wasn't a term that was in there. You want me to be nice? You want me to, wait a minute, you know. They carried saps and 2-foot-long billy clubs, you know, and so the law enforcement's changed now.
They have.
Yeah. And the interesting piece to that is our communication center is both for Kingman Police and Kingman Fire, as well as the fire districts that surround the city.
Right.
So this survey piece is going to go out not only for police-related calls, but also for fire.
Oh.
And so this really is a City of Kingman mechanism and metric that we're using to gauge our overall public first responder response and customer service.
That's fantastic. And it's good that did the fire department have an option?
Well, that's the neat part about this, because SpiderTech is built on law enforcement.
Okay.
This launch here in Kingman within the next several weeks or a couple months is going to be their first endeavor into the fire field.
Ah, okay.
So we are going to be a pilot.
You like breaking ground, don't you, Bob?
We try to do the best as an agency.
I know, but you like being the first to try this and try that. I laughed a few months ago, and it was one of the news agencies in Phoenix on the TV was saying that, I don't know, Glendale or Phoenix or Sumba Tempe was one of the first departments in the state to carry Narcan. Everyone's carrying Narcan. I thought, wait a second, that's not true, you know. But, of course, that agency said, we're the first, you know, but they kind of knew they weren't, I think. So when did you start carrying Narcan?
We've been carrying Narcan now for just about 3 years.
Yeah, yeah. And
we were the first.
I know you were, yeah, I know. That's why I say you like to break ground, you know. And you want to tell the story? I like hearing the story about the one officer that used his Narcan and then didn't have any the rest of the day.
Well, we've had 6 saves now. The most recent,
six?
I believe, was about 6 weeks ago.
Wow.
And collectively between us and Sonoran Prevention that we have partnered with up there, we have well over 100 reversals in the greater Kingman area. So that's 100 individuals that now have a second chance at life.
Yeah.
But we've had an officer that didn't have the Narcan and was sent to a call at Walgreens and actually went into the store and got some Narcan and was able to administer it. And that is one of those 6 saves. So
yeah, now that's customer service. That's thinking on your feet. You know, I already used my Narcan this morning, and now I don't have it on this call. Oh, but I'm here at Walgreens, so why don't I just go in and get theirs, and still save the guy?
Absolutely,
that's important. That's important.
It was interesting because one of the saves that we did have, I had the honor of speaking at one of the adult court or drug court graduations.
Uh-huh.
And because I'm a firm believer in trying all different avenues to address the substance abuse problem. And one of the individuals that graduated was one of our saves.
Ah.
And to listen to him, to know that he went through that full program, sanction-free, but to thank the department and the community for a second chance at life. And he is now a mentor to others that are going through the program. So you know, you always wonder, are we going to make a difference?
Yeah.
We will.
Yeah.
And we are, one person at a time.
And he's your star. He's the one that did it all and did it right, and now he's giving back.
Exactly.
That's great. All right, let us take a little break, and we'll be right back with the Kingman Police Department.
Grand Liquidations is open to save you money. You save up to 50% and more on everything in the store. Overstocked quality merchandise, furniture, snack foods, toys, bedding, tools, different size barbecues, floor appliances and countertop appliances, plumbing supplies, and more. Stop in today. See the wide selection. You'll be shocked at how much you save throughout the store. Grand Liquidations, 2561 Highway 95 in Bullhead City, squeezed in between Circle K and Ford.
Meet Kevin.
So, did you fix my car?
All done. Here's your bill.
Kevin saves money on car repairs at the local mechanic.
Thanks, Mike. You take the Co-op Connections card, right?
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. It's the card that helps you shop local and save with big discounts all over town.
Yep, that'll take 20% off your total.
Best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Kevin and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Not too many people are fans of bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. Homeowners that see them call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are the professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 758-5499. Monthly services are available, even for the winter visitors. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Your car is something you simply can't function without. So when your vehicle stops working as it should, you need a dependable auto repair shop to get to the bottom of the problem as quickly as possible. Family-owned and operated, ATCO Transmissions and Auto Repair is the shop to trust. Serving Bullhead City, Arizona. Whether your car is in need of a minor fix or an extensive overhaul, ATCO Auto is known for giving your vehicle the full attention until it's running the way it should be. That's backed by customer reviews. ATCO Auto Repair. The big blue building off of Hancock and the 95, right behind Hobby Lobby. Bullhead City. Sometimes all you need is a new look. Come find it at Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa. Indulge with hair treatments and luxury skincare products exclusive only to Jean Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa. They're known for awesome hair days, long lashes, and sexy smooth skin. Let Laughlin's most experienced and talented technicians take care of your style so you don't have to. Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa, only at the Riverside Casino and Resort. Receive a free gift for mentioning this ad.
We are back. Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you every day by The Caring Crew, Grand Liquidations, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Barron's Pest Solutions, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Jean Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, and Perkins Family Restaurant. We're visiting today with the Kingman Police Department. We have the Chief and the Deputy Chief, Bob and Evan, here. We've talked a little bit about customer service and hiring, but customer service, you were talking before we got in here about a new program that you're doing with accreditation.
Absolutely, and I'm going to let Evan take this because Evan led the charge. And well, maybe before we do that, I can just give you a background in regards to how we received it. The Chiefs Association has been talking about implementing an accreditation program in the state here for quite a few years. And in January 2017, we became the 29th state to actually approve and adopt our own accreditation program. We entered into that program immediately, and turned it over to Evan to bring us to the point where we are today. And Evan, if you'd like to highlight all of your hard work.
Yeah, sure. When an agency jumps in, if you want to call it that, they have 2 years to prove that they've met all the standards. And when I say standards, what they are is a series of best practices. And what the Arizona Law Enforcement Accreditation Program has established are 174 different standards.
Wow.
And each one may have multiple metrics. So it's definitely a detail-oriented, multifaceted accreditation program. And so when an agency jumps in, they have 2 years to get to that point. Well, we went in September of 2018, which is when the program was brand new, and we were one of the first. In fact, we were in the first group to go into the process. And I'm proud to announce that we were assessed in August, And here we are 11 months later going before the board to hopefully achieve our accreditation formally before the Chiefs Association and receive accreditation next month.
Wow. So you did it in less than a year.
We did. We did. And I'll tell you that it was at least 50% of my duties over the last year.
Yeah, but it was
a team effort. It's certainly not something that one person can do on their own unless that is the only facet of their
job. That one person's got to steer everybody in the right direction.
That's right. That's right. And I'm trying not to be too modest about it, but definitely the accreditation manager, which is one of my subtitles, if you will, has to rely on the strengths and skills of their workforce,
or
we wouldn't be at this point.
Right. And you had to have them at some level already to be able to start this program, right?
Correct.
I mean, you had already been pushing customer service down to the troops, you know, the street officers and whatnot. And so they had to be kind of halfway ready for this, right? Prepared?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's one of the things we pride ourselves is having a strong workforce and a great set of managers and leaders within the department. So it's capitalizing on their abilities to work as a team in this endeavor. And one thing to take away from this, I know Chief had explained it was something that Arizona has put together, but
right.
The standards themselves are based on national best practices, and what the association has come up with was a specific set of best practices that are tried and true over the years on a national level. And so one thing that I like to emphasize is the fact that we may be small, and this is a fiscally responsible accreditation program for an agency our size. What we're doing are what the bigger agencies are doing across the country, and it could be, you know, agencies the size of New York City
right.
or Dallas Police Department. We're on the same level as far as those best practices are concerned.
And just because you're a small police department, you know, we see in the news every day, we just saw yesterday in Philadelphia, and we see these guys in New York where they're getting showers when they pull somebody over. But and these school shootings and shootings, now the shootings don't have to be in a school, they're everywhere. You know, we just had a CHP officer killed this week in Phoenix or in Southern California. You guys got to talk about these things too, right? You've got to talk about what are we going to do if there's a school shooting? What are we going to do if there's a mass shooter at a store or at the city or the county?
These absolutely, you're correct. And these standards are all-encompassing of all the functions of the agency. So in a roundabout way of what you're speaking of, use of force, for example, there are many standards that dictate how we conduct ourselves with the public when we need to effect an arrest.
Right.
But at the same time, behind the curtain, there's the fiscal responsibility for the agency. There's the record-keeping responsibilities, the way we store evidence, the way we process evidence. It really is a top-to-bottom, inside-out look at every process and every modality within the building itself.
And your field troops, they wear cameras, right?
They do.
So that's a whole new record system that he's smiling, laughing at me like, oh, yeah, why'd you bring that up?
Absolutely, no.
But that's a massive – the cameras are the very small part of the budget, right? And the process, it's the upkeep of the data. And then you got Dave Hawkins saying, oh, I need to see some of this film from this arrest or this incident.
There is a standard, and using your example, there is a standard for body-worn cameras, and it's not just in the way that it's deployed, in the way it's held, in the data storage itself, but it's down to the contract and the metrics inside that contract, as well as the storage, the dissemination, and the when we turn it on, when we turn it off, what can be shared, and what
right.
needs to be released in a different facet. So, and that's just one standard.
Yeah.
Of the 174.
Of the 174. Yeah. Okay. Wow. That's fantastic. That's so are you going to be the first agency in Arizona to be accredited?
We will be one of three
is what
we are hoping. And we're up for accreditation along with the University of Arizona.
Oh, all right.
And the Marana Police Department. So we're proud to be part of that first group, but
if they do it alphabetically, you'll be first.
Good point. We may have to push for that.
At least you'll be first for 10 minutes, you know.
But and the whole idea here is we hope to see this just kind of move across. And already there's 20 agencies that are involved in the program.
Process. And in the two-year process, yeah.
Exactly. So it's really – it's – proving to our communities that we are following national best practices, national best policies. And it's not just having the policy. We have to. We're also accountable to ensure that we're doing what we say we are
right.
doing.
Right. It's an ongoing. It doesn't stop when you get that piece of paper that says you're accredited.
And Larry, you touched on it just a little bit ago when you talk about the school shootings, and you may have caught the national news several weeks ago where one of the agencies in Florida lost their accreditation based upon their response.
I didn't see that.
To the shooting.
Yeah. And the whole thing, the whole reason you're accredited is because, like you said, it tells your citizens of Kingman that your police department is at the level of everybody else in the nation. That's at the highest level.
We meet or exceed national best.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's, you know, as a citizen, they got to feel pretty good about that.
We hope so. We know we do internally. It gives us a sense of pride.
Well, and your mayor and your council must feel real good about it.
I would hope so.
Yeah,
absolutely. And we've had tremendous
Gino
support.
Gino might be listening. I don't know. But, yeah. Well, call Bob next week and give him a pat on the back, would you? Because in reality, you're taking your police department up to national standards. Yes. And like you said, when you said there's 20 other going through it, there's 60 or 70 that aren't.
Not yet.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of them that are in process, and there can be a multitude of reasons that
right.
Leading up to that. But our ultimate goal is to be the strongest state in regards to accredited agencies.
But even when you mentioned Marana's going through it and the University of Arizona, you didn't mention Kingman, or you didn't mention Phoenix or Glendale or Mesa or Tempe or Tucson, the larger departments in our state.
And that's a good point, because a lot of those, the larger departments, are CALEA. CALEA is the national accreditation. That doesn't mean that they're not going to be part of the Arizona accreditation, but what they're going to try to do is line up their on-site inspections so that they're simultaneous. That way they're not going through multiple inspections. So we do have some of the larger agencies that are moving in that direction and will be a part of the program as well.
Okay. All right, let us take another break here, and we'll come back. And if you've got any call or questions for us, give us a call, 702-298-1063.
There's an epic summer clearance at Martin Swatty Hyundai. Today, get a beautiful brand-new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest and payments for 72 months. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand-new Hyundai SUV backed with America's best 100,000-mile warranty. Ask about extra rebates for retired military, first responders, and current Hyundai owners. See the selection at Martin Swatty Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswattyhyundai.com.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to assist patients with their inpatient rehabilitation needs. If going home isn't an option after your hospital stay, their skilled therapists and knowledgeable nursing staff will take the time to work with you to get you back on your feet and headed home. Questions? Call the Legacy Rehabilitation and Care Center at 928-763-1404, 2812 Silver Creek Road. Don't miss a beat. Get back on your feet with Legacy Rehab.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
Meet me at a Loft and Outlet Center. Place for value and style.
This year, shop at the Loftland Outlet Center for back to school. Get the latest looks and hottest styles from over 40 stores and outlets while saving as much as 70% off regular retail. I know. Meet me at the Loftland Outlet Center on Casino Drive in Loftland.
Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine cover, seats, and rails inside the boat look like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop. Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
We are back. Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. And the show each weekday is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, and the Caring Crew. And once again, I'm going to give you the phone number in case you have any questions for the Kingman Police Department, 702-298-1063. And we're back with Chief Bob and Deputy Chief Evan. And distracted driving, is that a problem in Kingman?
It's a problem everywhere.
Well, yeah. but that's just it. Even in Kingman, it's a problem.
Absolutely.
I mean, nationwide, we see all the time about this crash was caused by texting. This crash was caused because she was putting on her makeup, or this guy was eating a Big Mac or whatever. But even in Kingman, even in small towns, it's still a problem.
Absolutely. We've just become a society that's very busy,
yeah,
and easily distracted. And we tend to forget that primary focus should be driving and paying attention to yourself and everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, and now you're starting a new campaign?
We are. We've partnered up here in the county with ADOT to do some video PSAs, public safety announcements. For they're going to actually be geofenced from different locations throughout the city, and we just filmed ours yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook. I'm on Facebook with the mayor.
Okay.
And she was a part of that.
Yes, she
was. And she even said now Robert DeFries gets to do the heavy lifting. That was her post.
Okay. Well, I haven't seen that. But
so she's giving you the credit for doing. She just had to do the little PSA part, I guess, or whatever, and at the train, I think.
Yeah, and we did ours yesterday, and I think you know too. You see a lot, and the commercials people remember are a lot of times the humorous ones. You know, think about the Super Bowl. What do you remember? Yeah. Which was the funniest commercial that was out there?
Think about your brains on drugs. We saw that how many years ago?
Yep.
You know, and we still talk about that, you know.
So with this one, you know, it's I'm not going to give it all away. It may have something to do with donuts. But, you know, I've always felt for a long time I don't take myself seriously. But I take what we do seriously.
Right.
If poking fun at myself and,
it's okay,
and the donut aspect leaves an impression and somebody thinks twice,
that's right.
It's well worth it.
That's right. We got a caller. Do you have a question?
Yes, I had a couple of issues with Kingman. The crosswalk safety and vehicle exhaust noises. Do they have any comments on that?
Okay, let me. I'm going to pot you down and you can go ahead and turn on your radio and listen to the answer, okay? Go ahead.
For the crosswalk safety, if you're looking to add a crosswalk, you can reach out to us at the department, and we would refer that to our traffic safety, because many of the people are not necessarily aware of it. Your signage, anything related to, I would say, increased signs or some changes that we would want, we have to follow the Uniform Traffic Code, which is a national standard.
Okay.
And then we have our traffic safety committee that will review those and follow up and make any recommended changes.
And then your agency would make a recommendation to the city? Because they would actually do the physical part of it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So there's a process for that. Okay.
And loud exhaust, those are things just like loud stereos that officers will enforce when the opportunity is there and if they experience it. But if there's a repeated problem, again, reach out to us. You can reach us through our webpage easily enough, or through Facebook, and let us know where it may be occurring on a repeated basis, and we'll try to get somebody in there.
Like a neighbor or somebody that visits a business on an ongoing basis. And
absolutely.
Because we know they're out there, and some of them like it that way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
they like to be loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not just quiet and ease into things. So when do you see this new distracted driving program going out and reaching your community?
From what they were indicating yesterday, the producers were saying they hope to have the Kingman one launch before the Labor Day weekend.
Oh, okay.
To try and capitalize on
weeks.
The traveling public, yes.
Yeah.
So it should be rolling out here pretty quick.
Good deal. Good deal. So then that's going to play on your city channel, or?
I'm not sure if it's going to be on the city channel, but it's going to be linked to the geofencing throughout the city.
Oh, okay.
So as people are coming into the city, if they're searching for something, that's going to pop up on whatever device they're using, hopefully while they're sitting still, please.
Yeah.
And would be able to.
Or somebody else in the car.
Exactly.
Yeah. Not exactly. The driver.
Yeah. So we're going to use it in a multitude of fashions. We'll put it out through our social media as well, just to try and get that message out there and hopefully have an impact.
Yeah, because it's a major problem everywhere. You see it, and I have the sergeant on frequently from the Highway Patrol here in Nevada. He's the commander here, believe it or not, the sergeant level. But he was telling me a few weeks ago that he was working 95 speed, and his slowest vehicle was 87. His fastest was 102.
Yeah.
And I said, who's doing 102? He said, a guy with a kid in the car, and the kid was not wearing a safety belt. And he said, that's an automatic highest ticket you can get when you don't have a child protected in the car. And he said that the speeding ticket was like the highest speeding ticket you can get, too. And he was saying that he estimated that was going to cost him a couple grand that day, you know, just for doing 107 miles an hour down 95.
Yeah.
So.
And it just amounts to just slowing down, paying attention, and being a courteous driver. We've become a very impatient, hurried society.
Yeah.
Take a few moments. Take a deep breath. And well, it would be a much better day.
And I think all of us are doing more, you know. In your positions, neither one of you work 40 hours a week. And so
that would be a part-time job.
You know, and I know me with this program and scheduling it, I can have people text me at 7 o'clock at night. Okay, can I be on next week? You know, or, you know, so it keeps going. Sure. I think society as a whole, and most of it's because of these smartphones. You know, we can now check our emails from home. We can get text messages from home, and you probably get calls from the field at night. You know, and you do too. You get called out to a special incident that's happened.
Correct.
And you're up at 2 o'clock in the morning because there was, I mean, you had a shooting, I think, last year?
July 2nd last year.
Yeah, last year with two officers.
We had two officers that came under fire, yes.
Yeah. And so then your whole day changes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I know as the information officer for the fire department, you know, all it took was one big call and my whole day just went to change.
Yep.
You know, everything I had planned that day is now off onto tomorrow, and you find yourself busier and busier. And I think smartphones have made it easier to communicate with everybody also. And the bad side is they all can communicate with you at any point in time.
That's
so
true.
Yeah. So you get those calls after hours. But I think the community is busier out there as a whole. But they still need, like you said, to focus on driving when you're behind the wheel.
Please. Like I said, just take that extra few minutes. And that extra few minutes can actually make a lifetime difference, whether an individual actually is injured or killed.
Yeah. Do you see at some point in time Arizona will finally adapt the law about cell phone usage?
They have. It's going to be, right now it's in a warning phase, but it's going to be, I believe it's about a year and a half to just about 2 years before it actually gets into the ticket phase.
Right. Yeah.
So kind of a gearing in. And in the city of Kingman, we've had a distracted driving ordinance now for 2+ years.
Oh, okay. As a city law?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Correct.
You don't wait for the state.
No, we recognize, and I was very proud that the council also recognized that and adopted an ordinance to help us address the problem.
That's good. Now, see, Bullhead PD, they adopted this little program here trying to warn everybody, and this is up in every rental agency in Bullhead that we go to rent a jet ski or a wave runner. You know, it talks about, you know, not wearing a seat life jacket, $175 ticket. Unattached lanyard, $175 ticket. Reckless operation, $345. Excessive wake, $215. Not following the navigation rules, $220 ticket. And operating under the influence, $3,150 ticket and jail time.
Yes. I've seen their campaign. I think they did a great job.
Yeah.
Helping to spread that message for don't wreck your weekend.
Don't wreck your weekend. That's it. You know, they push stay to the right. Remember, they don't have brakes, and keep your distance. And that was the three things of their messages. Those three messages they were trying to put out to the mostly the visiting public.
Yeah, and I think they've been very successful, and I applaud them for doing it.
So far it's helping. So, all right, Chief, we got about one more minute. Is there any main thing you want to talk about that we haven't covered?
No, I think we're set. You know, we will hopefully be scheduling our next Coffee with Cops once we get back below the three-digit numbers and temperature. And we always look forward to that because it's an opportunity to move it around.
Excuse me, did it get to 101 yesterday?
Yes.
Oh,
yes, Larry.
Oh, no, it was not 101 in Kingman. Gee. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, Bob.
Well, come on up by us and we'll let you cool off.
Yeah, And then Walk Away from Drugs is coming in October?
Absolutely. Coming up in October, it's going to be the 13th annual. And Larry, kudos to you, because how that began was on your challenge 13 years ago.
I know, me
ago.
And my big mouth. I brought Jack Hakem up to Kingman for an IMSTEP meeting, and on the way up there, he was our mayor at the time, and I was telling him that I'd got a call from Nancy Sinagoga, who is now Nancy Sinagoga. She was Nancy Silk at the time. She was the superintendent of our high school district. And she said, Larry, we do all these walks. Why don't we do a walk away from drugs? And I said, well, that's a good idea. So I'm just chatting with the mayor, telling him, you know, this is something that I'm going to talk to Rod Head about and see if we can put together in our city. And so we get up to this IMSTEP meeting. Well, everybody's impressed that the mayor's come up from Bullhead City. Don't worry about the fire guy, but the mayor came up. And so it was stated that, you know, Jack, did you have anything you want to say? So he stood up and he starts talking about we're planning this walk. And I'm going, oh, my God. This was an idea 15 minutes ago in the car, you know. And he starts talking about we're planning this and this is going to happen. And I said, yeah, if Kingman and Havasu want to try it, we'll challenge you. And Bob took that and ran with it and beat us every year. Because you guys do hot dough. You feed them. That's why.
Well, if you feed them, they will come. And every year we have between 1,200 and 2,000 people. And kudos to you, Larry, because yourself and the mayor, you're the one that inspired it,
well,
and it's been going strong for 13 years.
Good ideas come out, and, you know, like you said, you get 1,200 people that come out that say, we're stronger than the people that are using the drugs.
Absolutely.
You know?
Go back to what we said before, one day, one person at a time.
Yep.
And that's what we can only
hope
for.
Makes a difference. Evan, thanks for coming down.
Thanks for having us, Larry.
And good information, and we'll have you guys back again, and we'll chit-chat some more at another point in time. Enjoy your drive back up to where it's only 101 today.
We will we'll send you the cool wave when we get back up there.
Yeah, you do that. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's face it, weekly shopping in Laughlin isn't exactly a breeze. Thankfully, the solution to your aches and pains has arrived. The Caring Crew. Specializing in delivery and home care, the Caring Crew is dedicated to accomplishing the everyday tasks you can't live without. Grocery runs, medicine pickup, mail pickup, doctor visits, even light work around the house, all on a monthly basis. Enjoy retirement. The crew will take care of the rest. The Caring Crew, now serving the Laughlin area. Give them a call, 515-205-8635.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
Mmm. What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
Meet Jenny.
Honey, we saved over $80 this month on groceries alone.
Jenny saves money at the grocery store using printable coupons from the Co-op Connections program.
Wow, how'd you save all that money?
It's easy with Co-op Connections, the program that helps you save big on groceries and household items with coupons.com.
It's all thanks to Co-op Connections.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Jenny and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Rejuvenate yourself this summer with Jean Jeffrey, the salon and day spa. The stress and dark circles all disappear at Jean Jeffrey's. Come renew your mind, body, and spirit with the Cactus Toning Body Wrap, custom massages, and Dr. Bob Orr facials, an exclusive service. The experienced and talented technicians are the pinnacle of professionals in the tri-state area. Let them show you what it really means to find relaxation, comfort, and peace. Jean Jeffrey, the salon and day spa, only at the Riverside Resort and Casino. Receive a free gift for mentioning this ad.
The latest edition of Talkers Magazine is out, and it's no surprise that KNTR Talk 106.3 dominates. KNTR Talk's own Sean Hannity is ranked the number one talk show host for the second consecutive year. KNTR Talk's Dave Ramsey is number three. Mark Levin is rated fourth, and Brian Kilmeade came in at number seven. KNTR Talk 106.3 has four of Talk Magazine's top 10 heavy talkers. KNTR Talk's Dana Lash comes in at 17, Jim Bohannon at 19, Doug Steffen at 24, and Dennis Prager ranks 33rd. All in all, KNTR Talk 106.3 has eight of this year's top 33 talkers. With an estimated combined 65 million weekly nationwide listeners, KNTR Talk 106.3 leads the way in talk radio. With these numbers, there's just a couple of questions. What's on your radios? And if you're in business, where are you spending your advertising dollars? KNTR Talk is a Radio Central station and can be heard throughout the tri-state on one frequency, 106.3 FM, and on KJJJ HD2 102.3.
It is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Toonforce, and it's now time for a little community calendar. And if you were listening yesterday, we spoke a lot about the WOW Mobile Pantry. That is tomorrow from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. at Rotary Park, and that's right off of Balboa. Well, it's closer to Lakeside in the park. And 11 to 2, any questions, you want to call Betty Ray at 758-7689. The Kingman Library will be hosting Summer Wildland Series tomorrow evening, 6 to 7 at the library. What to plant in the desert? Well, you can find out Saturday. If you live in Kingman, you don't have that problem. But if, down here in the valley, you can go to the Laughlin Library from 11 to 1 on Saturday and find out what you want to plant in the desert. Or give them a call, 702-507-4060. Lazy Harry's is having their 24th annual Colorado River Float this Saturday. And I think it's limited to 250 people. So if you want to get involved in that, you better call Lazy Harry's or stop by and get involved. Well, next week we have a chamber mixer, a week from today, the 22nd. That's going to be at Desert Lawn out in Mojave Valley, and it's called End of Summer, which doesn't mean end of temperature. John has just decided to call it End of Summer Mixer, and that's at 5:30. Have any questions, call the chamber, 754-4121. And then, of course, on Friday next week, the Mojave Valley, the Bullhead City Mojave Valley Association of Realtors will have a bingo fundraiser for the CASA and for the River Theaters. The River Theater presenters, or I just wrote down River Theater. I'm not sure what their exact name is because I didn't have much enough space. But that's 5:30 to 8 o'clock bingo at the Realtors Building, 837 Hancock Road. If you have questions, call 758-4808. And then next Saturday, the 24th, they're going to have a Spirit Line Dance Camp. And that is at the Anderson Event Center for children 5 to 14. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm about out of here. Thanks to the chief and deputy chief from Kingman for coming in. Tomorrow we have the Mojave County Recorder and Swanties back on. Everybody have a super day. I'll see you tomorrow.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.